Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title loss better than 3 decades. And straight up today, we're talking Invicta, we're talking Bellator, we're talking UFC 179. In the rearview mirror, Jose Aldo, still the champion. Straight up, Chad Mendes gave it his all, but not quite enough to take out the world featherweight champion. And of course, UFC 180 right around the corner. But before that, UFC Fight Night in Britain, Sydney, Australia. The UFC is a global sport, MMA a global sport, no question about it. And Dana White and his boys are taking the act all around the world. Dubai, Japan, China's coming up. I mean, straight up, it is an international sport. Istanbul, Pakistan, India. I can keep going, man. I'm telling, the UFC is just capturing the world. But in the meantime, Bellator is trying to sneak up, of course, with these telecasts on Spike TV, mainly on Friday nights. The next big card, November the 15th, thanks Stephen Bonner and Tito Ortiz, in a clash of UFC light heavyweight legends on Bellator MMA. Of course, Scott Coker trying to put that together. What happens this week? The California State Athletic Commission comes back and finds that four of his guys on Bellator 127, the card in California, turned up sort of not so good on drug tests. Couple were marijuana. One was cannabinoids, which means like a residue of marijuana. And the other one had something like a performance-enhancing drug. Was straight up, come on. Why are we tested for marijuana? It stays in your system like 60 to 90 days if you smoke a lot. Why should a guy pay a penalty for doing something he did 3 months ago, which is benign and legal in many states? Come on. Time to grow. This is 2014. Going on 2015, and this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He's recovering from an accident.
12 and a half minutes past hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where the iHeartRadio Network and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but you know this. 3 decades, 30 years of radio, celebrating that in this past September. Welcome to the show. If this is your very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. If you've been with us for a long time, just welcome on back. Straight up on the line, one of my family members from Los Angeles, of course, my co-host on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, Mr. Zach Attack Young. Now, Zach, let's talk about Invicta. Invicta, of course, is the all-female league, and the UFC is promoting them by putting them on their UFC Fight Pass channel.
Yeah, they've been doing that. This last Invicta 9 was on the UFC Fight Pass, and it was a pretty good event overall.
Talk to me now. Who was in the main event, and what are these? These are all women. Yes, these are all women, and go on.
Okay, yeah. In the main event, it was Barb Hanschek. She defeated Takayo Hashi by unanimous decision, 49-46 on one card and 40-55 on the other two. So pretty dominant performance by Hanschek, and nice win. And Carolina Cole, this is a tough one. I was struggling with this. Kawale Iwicks.
Tell you what, just this little Kawa. I'll just leave it at that.
All right, she's Carolina K. She defeated Mizuki Oone by split decision. It was 29-28.
Question. Here's what's up. In MMA, is a flyweight chick 125 pounds like a flyweight guy?
Yeah, actually, the weight classes are the same, which kind of keeps it less confusing, I think. The weight classes are exactly the same as the male.
Okay, now, the idea of Dana White is to get enough decent women to where she can start promoting them more and more on the UFC and, of course, in different weight classes. But it's all about Ronda Rousey right now in female MMA, right? I mean, who can challenge her?
Well, I mean, not Cyborg. It looks like Cyborg had to pull out of Invicta 10 due to left ankle injury, so she's going to be on the shelf for a while, probably, and Ronda's just going to continue to reign, I think. Kat Zingano, I mean, I think she'll give her a good fight, but I don't think she'll win.
Okay, here is the exact description of the Chris Cyborg Santos, and she's changed her name now. It's not Chris Cyborg Santos, but I'm not going to get into that. She has suffered a full thickness rupture of the anterior talofibular ligament. That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, medically. That's right, which is essentially left ankle injury. I wasn't going to try to. I was struggling with the names, Pager. I'm not going to be able to pronounce some scientific words.
Well, you know, I call her a she-male, and people laugh at me when I say that because they think of, you know, like a transsexual or something like that. But she actually looks like a man, I mean, physically. She does.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little harsh to say, but it's just kind of true. And, I mean, if she keeps taking those steroids, she's just going to get closer and closer to actually being one.
Well, that's what, of course, Ronda Rousey's saying, that if she can fight at 145 on steroids, she should be able to fight at 135 without steroids. And, in fact, there's some steroids in which you can cut weight on, but we're not going to get into the steroid debate and things like that. But, you know, Do you think that's ever going to happen? I mean, I don't think Ronda's going to be around all that long. I think Ronda's got a Hollywood in the future.
Yeah, I don't think Ronda's going to stick around too long. And with Cyborg injured again, or Justino, I guess we'll call her, I don't think that she's going to be able to kick that Cyborg name. But, yeah, I don't think that it's – I'm not sure about that fight, and I'm not sure that it will happen. I was hoping that it would, but right now it's kind of looking not so possible.
Holly Holm got a chance at beating Ronda Rousey?
I think Holly Holm needs some more fights, but her striking is very good. We're going to have to see how she does against some like elite grapplers, but I do think that out of all the people out there, she may have a more decent chance than the most.
What about the former Strikeforce champion, the kickboxer originally? I think she was a kickboxer early on. I'm talking about Gina Carano. Now, hey, Gina hasn't done well in Hollywood. They've given her some good parts, but she sort of sucks as an actress. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was a better fighter than actress, and that's kind of saying something because I don't think she was the greatest fighter, but she was a pretty good fighter. I think it was mostly her looks that were kind of elevating her.
But Cyborg just beat the snot out of her.
Yeah, Cyborg definitely beat her up. I think that was up in your part of the town, right, San Jose?
One of those matches where you sort of turn your face away from the cage. I mean, good, oh, God. I mean, that's Cyborg Santos, whatever you want to call her, whatever name she goes by, she-male, whatever it be. She's scary, man, and I really wouldn't. If I had a girl, I don't know if I'd want another girl fighting a girl that needs a shave at 5 o'clock every afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't let my daughter fight a girl like that.
I mean, we had the thing down there with the girl in Fallon Fox down there in Florida. I mean, the girl, he was born a man, and he turned into a girl via sex change over there in Thailand, and then he was fighting girls. I mean, he should have been arrested for that.
Is it Fallon Fox or Fallon?
Fallon Fox.
It sounds like it should be Fallon Fox, if you ask me.
But look at the giant picture. She was beating up on women and hurting women. In fact, Dave Meltzer told me that one of the guys that was promoting her early on stopped promoting her merely because it was unfair that she was fighting girls. He felt guy could have made money on it and walked away.
If a promoter walks away from something because they think it's immoral, you know that's bad. Because a promoter will do just about anything to get some money.
Good enough. Real quick, UFC 179 in the rearview mirror. Jose Aldo still champion. The only challenge for him at 145 is Conan McGregor.
Yep, that's right. And I would love to see that fight, you know. I think that it'll be an exciting fight. Maybe even see how McGregor does against Mendez first, just to see. And then we'll see a great fight.
Right on, Zach Attack Young. I'll see you soon. We'll talk next Saturday night.
All right. Looking forward to it.
10 p.m. Pacific Time, Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition. Myself, Zach Young, Skylar Brown, and, of course, Dominic Jimenez. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide this hour. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Coming up, the King, Kyle Kingsbury, UFC fighter in the house. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app? Just go to iHeartRadio.com, listen to the show online, or you can take iHeartRadio and Ring Talk anywhere you go, on your tablet, on your smartphone. Bottom line is, we go everywhere. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network, Sports Byline Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring? Him?
It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt! He's hurt!
That's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Fitting, we come back with John Wayne as the return of King Kyle Kingsbury to Ring Talk Live Worldwide is upon us. Kyle, how the hell are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Pedro?
Pretty good. I called you. You were fishing in Alaska, and then you tried to tell me you didn't bring home any fish. Come on. You didn't go to Alaska and come home empty-handed, did you?
I sure did. You know, I caught some nice rainbow trout, but they're protected, so we had to throw them back. And then the salmon I got were pretty much the equivalent of 70-year-old men, so they weren't worth keeping.
Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, of course, UFC 179 and the... In the rearview mirror now, Jose Aldo's still the world featherweight champion. Jose's still not winning those last two rounds. He wins the first three rounds and goes into the Renan Barreiro mode of not sort of doing so well in the last two rounds. Is eventually he not going to be able to squeeze out that third round? I mean, is that anytime soon?
You know, I'm not sure. It really just comes down to, you know, who can get in there and push the pace and really take him past his threshold. And if you can get him to gas, you know, in the second round, then he's just not going to have anything. But we haven't seen it yet.
Of course, Jose Aldo, the UFC champion, hasn't lost since 2006 or 2008. It's been a long, long time. Hey, here's a surprise. Vitor Belfort being drug tested in Florida by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Is that a shocker or what?
I'm happy it's happening. I think, you know, there has to be a governing body that's going to track down not, you know, maybe not everybody, but certainly guys that have been known for this kind of thing, and certainly Vitor is one of those guys.
Kyle, have you seen Vitor in Brazil versus Vitor in the United States? It's like the teenage Vitor versus the old man Vitor.
It's not even close. He's got like spiderweb veins going through his shoulders and all kinds of stuff down in Brazil.
We're talking to Vitor Belfort, the former phenom. Speaking of phenom, you know, I've asked this question of others, including the USC heavyweight champion who's injured now, Cain Velasquez. But and you and I have discussed this in the past, but the American MMA game has evolved, and it surpassed Brazilian MMA because the bottom line is all the champions now, with the exception of the aforementioned Jose Aldo at 145, are Americans. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson, 125, TJ Dillashaw, my man up there in Sacramento, California, Team Alpha Male, who I hope will fight his teammate Uriah Faber, and it will be a huge, huge fight. Aldo at 145, 155, Anthony Pettis, 170, Johnny Hendrick, 185, the untouchable, but he's injured. He's a great, great athlete. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. 205 is John Jones, I think, who will meet his maker come January 3rd when he takes on Daniel Cormier, and the world heavyweight champion, as I speak, is Cain Velasquez. But there will be an interim championship on November the 15th in Mexico City, UFC 180, where Fabrice Verdum takes on the throwing Samoan, or sometimes the slowing Samoan. I'm talking about Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt and Fabrice Verdum for the interim UFC heavyweight title. Straight up, let's go back. Let's just talk about Cain for a second. He was going to fight him with a torn meniscus, and then he hurt his ACL. Isn't that wise to fight guys with a torn meniscus? How serious is a torn meniscus?
Well, meniscus is going to provide pain and stuff like that, but the key with the knee injuries is if there's instability. And when I talked to Cain, he was saying that his knee felt stable, and then Marcus Buchecha, the world champion heavyweight jiu-jitsu guy, was in town and rolling with him, and then he felt his knee kind of give out a little bit. And so he went and got him checked out, and he said there was way too much movement. And, you know, obviously with what happened in the first Dos Santos fight, it just wasn't worth risking.
Okay, but let's go back to the fact that the Americans are, like, dominating MMA now in the UFC, and especially. Not a shocker, because I think that Americans are picking up the striking and they're bringing boxing into it, and I think that was the missing factor. I don't think the Brazilians box, although with the exception of a couple, like Fabio Maldonado, who was an undefeated boxer. But with the exception, I don't think they've got the boxing game down, and I think the Americans are taking that wrestling base, taking some boxing to it, learning a little MMA, a little jiu-jitsu, and I think that's why they're prevailing over the Brazilians at this point.
You're exactly right, and it really is the wrestling base. Because when you take that out of the equation, that's what the Brazilians don't have. They don't have, and obviously everyone's learning wrestling. It's not like it's some hidden thing. But they don't grow up and have high-level wrestling their whole lives the way that these champions do. And then, you know, like look at a guy like Daniel Cormier. Such a high-level wrestler that now in MMA, all he has to do is focus on striking, submission defense, and he's a complete guy.
Now, he's taking on, of course, John Jones January the 3rd, and that will be a big UFC event. I think it'll be one of the bigger events of 2015, no doubt about it, even though it's going to start off the year. Now, you and I, we have, you know, we have a little bit of bias here, and we like Cormier because he's so cool. But I think that just from a professional point of view, I think Cormier has got the goods. I think he can beat John Jones.
Well, Cormier is undefeated, and, you know, Jones is undefeated as well. The Hamill loss was a joke, but yeah. You got a battle of undefeateds, and when you have that, who knows what's going to happen? I think this is definitely John Jones' biggest test, and Cormier is my guy. You know, I love him. But with that said, John Jones has destroyed guys. He's destroyed Hall of Famers. And just like Ric Flair, you got to beat the man to be the man. And I don't know. We see it happen. You got to give Jones his credit.
Do you know Ric Flair is still taking bumps? I don't know if that's good or it's bad, because once in a while I watch the old WCW and NWA wrestling on YouTube, and I sort of get off on that because that was my era. And you know, I watch Ric Flair when he's young, and then I watch it when he's old. It's just, I don't know. You know, I've got mixed emotions over it.
It's the sad ending to a lot of pro wrestlers' career. You know, and I'm like you. I love these guys. Grew up watching them, and you don't want to see anybody take, you know, undue beatings, but that's what they love. Just like in the movie The Wrestler, you know, it's hard to give up. So,
okay, speaking of wrestling, this was a perfect lead-in. You and I know what a big BSer Chael Sonnen is, correct?
That is correct.
I mean, this guy is the king of fiction. He tried to say that Vince McMahon offered him a $5 million deal, and then he turned it down because he said, quote, I knew Dana would match it. Now, you and I know that Dana wouldn't pay no way near that to keep Chael Sonnen, would he? Hell no.
No chance.
I mean, and some websites ate that story up. They're running with it all over the web and all over the wire service. And Chael Sonnen turns down WWE contract to stay in UFC. And then the UFC booted him out because he tested positive on a drug test, and he had some issues regarding that, of course, in a fight with back in the day. 2000. He took Anderson Silva to the edge of the cliff of death over there in Oakland, California, before being submitted in the fifth round. But he was ahead in that fight, and of course that was a fight in which he tested positive for steroids the first time around. Now, they're testing these guys, and Nevada especially seems to be with Bob Bennett in charge. He's a former cop. But they seem to be taking charge and taking care of business, man, and the guys that we think should be tested, it sounds like they're getting tested, Kyle.
Yeah, things are starting to turn around. They got Keith Kaiser out of there. For whatever reason, he just wasn't getting the job.
He was a turd. I knew the guy. I knew him. Listen, I knew him professionally and personally, and he was a bit of a turd, and he knew it. He was just a con man, and all he did was move down the hall. I mean, he's still making like $100,000. Just move down the hall. Still working for the state.
Yeah, bro. They got But whatever they're doing now, though, they're on the right track, and they're doing the random blood tests for the big name guys, and you know, you're not going to catch everybody, but just by seeing people getting caught here and there to deter people from going down the wrong path.
Okay, here's a loaded question for you. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, MMA fighter extraordinaire. If you need to take steroids for rehabilitation and they're prescribed, how does that fit into the mix, or does it?
Well, you know, rehab is one thing. I know when they do, like a lot of these guys are getting the platelet rich plasma, blood spinning, like Tiger Woods was doing. Sometimes they add growth hormone into that, and that's like a site specific thing to help heal your knee or your wrist or elbow surgery, whatever. Some of the guys even go so far as to get the stem cells done. But that's, again, you're talking about case-specific, and you're going in, you know, one or two shots. That's never a prescription to stay on something, you know, for 6 months or a year. And so I think, you know, the way of TRT and testosterone use exemptions is going to be long gone here across the board. There's just too much media.
Well, thank God Nevada stepped in. I mean, good Lord. I was watching these guys. Come on, man. It was, you know, they were allowing these. And it's legalized steroids. I don't care what you say. Like Dave Meltzer told me. He said, Pedro, he goes, you know, these guys, they take the stuff and it knocks 10 or 15 years off them. It really, I mean, some of these older guys, it really does. The aforementioned Vitor Belfort testimony to that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They have an argument for the, you know, if you have traumatic brain injury, that lowers your testosterone, things like that. But
and if you, hey, if you have that kind of brain injury, what are you doing in contact sports?
100% agree. Time to hang it up. Do like Matt Serra did. Jump on the TRT once you're retired. And you get as yoked as you want. And you're not fighting anybody, so it's no big deal.
Okay. So we exposed Chael Sonnen for what he is, a big BS for me. $5 million. Plus, he isn't that good. I don't think he's that good. I think that Josh Barnett's much better in the stand-up game than Chael Sonnen is. Chael Sonnen is sort of ridiculous, man.
On the mic, no way. That's why I disagree. I got to give Chael more credit than Barnett.
Really?
I like Barnett, and I like that he's always had it. There's something about him that comes across as hokey. Maybe it's just too old school. You know, old school pro wrestler, but I like how Chael can speak on the fly. I think of him in the, you know, maybe not on the same level as The Rock or a guy like that, but he could definitely work the microphone.
Best mic guy of all time, Ric Flair? Probably on one of them.
He's definitely in the top three. I'll put Chris Jericho up there as well for some of the new age, you know, younger guys.
Yeah, and the older generation, I think I like Ray Stevens from Northern California. I thought that Ray was probably the best worker of the 1960s, and then Pat Patterson in the 1970s. We weren't intended to talk pro wrestling, but it sort of went that way. Speaking of pro wrestling, the WWE has dropped their price on their WWE network. They're no longer asking for a six-month commitment, and it went from $12.99 to like $7.99. Is that indicative of the fact that people aren't buying it, Kyle?
I think so. I think so, big time. And Meltzer called this a while ago But, yeah, I think, you know, the cost of a lot of stuff in anything you're purchasing right now, you got podcasts that are free. You can download each week or daily with the Joe Rogan podcast. People are getting content at an unbelievably low price. So WWE's got to step the game up and drop the prices, which they're doing.
But do they have the product? I mean, you know, I mean, who's exciting over there anymore? CM Punk has sort of went off and he's done his thing. He's retired. He was a pretty good athlete, a pretty good stage performer. But some of the other guys, Randy Orton, somebody said he's tested positive or popped on a test recently. But, you know, he's supposedly been hurt and he's got his issues. But Chris Jericho, is Chris Jericho going to carry the WWE on his shoulders or what?
No, not anymore. Not since Ross Jericho back in the day and Monday Nitro and WCW when he was rocking the mic to begin with. But those times are long gone.
And, of course, The Rock isn't just like a bit player once or twice a year. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. We're talking UFC 180 and beyond. In our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
$75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
And now they are triangle. Side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
A rock and roll Hall of Famer herself, the great Darlene Love. My daddy's princess. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we air twice a week live, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we go for an hour of mixed boxing and mixed martial arts into the same hour. And then we go on Sunday with a two-hour show. The first hour all about boxing, second hour all about mixed martial arts. Bottom line is we've been doing this 30 years, and I want to thank the World Boxing Organization for them recognizing that and giving us a big fat plaque and all that kind of good word. We had a four-room suite. Hey, Kyle, I was at Caesar's Palace, and they gave me a suite that was like fitting for a porn star. You know what I'm saying? All these different tubs and that kind of crazy stuff. In fact, there was a bathroom there. I didn't find the second bathroom until the third day.
Balling out and living it up, huh?
Yeah, having a good time. I want to thank Francisco Valcarcel and the WBO for recognizing our 30 years of being on the radio, and that was a fantastic event, the WBO convention. Of course, I took the Association of Boxing Commission's test as far as boxing judges are concerned. I passed it a couple years ago and was certified then, hopefully to get recertified. God, I hope I passed. Some of those questions are pretty tricky. And then when they show you these videotapes of like points being taken away and guys getting knocked down and all kinds of, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? I mean, things are happening.
So it sounds like the testing for the boxing judges is a little bit more stringent than the testing for the MMA judges.
I was waiting for you to throw that low blow in there, but I know how to play you, and that's that's exactly what's going on. Now, before we go on to the UFC, let's talk Bellator, because I think Bellator doesn't get some of the props they deserve. But they had four guys turn up bad on alleged on drug tests here in California for Bellator 127. Three of them were marijuana related. And here's what's up. Marijuana is a benign drug. It's legal in a couple of states now. It's medically legal as far as as medicine's concerned. Why is it these athletic commissions just won't come to the realization that this stuff needs to be legalized? It's a real medicine. It's not a performance enhancing drug.
It's not performance enhancing. That's the whole thing. You know, you can argue about legality or anything else. It has nothing to do with performance enhancement. Should not be tested for, and then that lowers the cost of the testing, which has been something that Dana White and the UFC and other guys have complained about. Is the dollar signs and you know everything they have to test for. Scratch that off the list, save some money.
Well, guess what? The NBA, the National Basketball Association, does not test for marijuana, and they haven't for decades. You know why? Half the league will be out.
At least half the league.
At least. The white boys, too. Everybody's doing blunts and that kind of stuff. Come on, that's just a lifestyle, and people don't want to realize that marijuana is part of a lifestyle to a lot of people. And I don't think that, you know, Joe, Mr. Corporate America here, who can go out there and snort his blow and do hard drugs and meth and that kind of stuff, and he goes through his system in 3 days, and a guy that takes a puff off a joint is penalized and fired 45 days later. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and there's really no comparison when you're going to stack up marijuana compared to anything else, including alcohol and tobacco. The, you know, how safe it is and no hangover. You sleep like a baby. Nobody's beating their wife on weed, at least not by comparison to being...
No. Kyle, I was a San Francisco policeman for 8 years. I went to a lot of domestic violence charges, cases. Never, ever once did I go to one involving marijuana. In 8 years, never one.
8 years.
Never one.
The proof is in the pudding.
That's anyway. Let's get off the subject of legalized marijuana. It will be legalized here in California, I believe, in 2016. But then employers are able to say, well, you know, if you smoke marijuana, you can't work here. What kind of crap is that? How can they say that if it's legal? I don't get it. They don't say that about booze. They don't say that about nicotine.
Yeah, such a double-edged sword. And both of those are going to be far worse for your health and your productivity.
Okay, so the one guy did test positive for a performance-enhancing drug at Bellator, and of course the California State Athletic Commission will deal with him, as well will the other three guys. Matt Riddle, the former UFC guy, is going to try pro wrestling.
That's right, and his wife was a gymnast. They're both getting in it, I think.
Question here came in from a guy from, what's this, in Tallahassee, Florida. What happened to Travis Brown?
Well, you know, we see him in his last fight, he had a ton of injuries, obviously, when he fought Verdum. And the ribs, everything going on there, I think he's got a lot to recover from.
How good is he?
Well, I mean,
I love him. Obviously, Kane's my buddy, and I think he'll be on top for a very long time. But Travis Brown has a lot of athleticism. He's a gifted athlete. He's training with John Jones and Greg Jackson and all the great guys out there in Albuquerque. And he's a stud. He's young. He's got power. He's going to get more endurance. I think he could be number two for sure. I don't think he's going to beat Kane. I don't think anybody's beating Kane. But I definitely could see him climbing the ranks and maybe avenging that loss against Verdum down the road.
Okay, back to Bellator. Bellator 131, Tito Ortiz, a former UFC light heavyweight champion, Stephen Bonner, both UFC veterans doing this in U.S. Bellator 131, the main event from San Diego, California, the Valley View Casino Center. Why are they doing this? I mean, is this how Scott Coker is going to approach the new program? This is supposedly his first card. He's coming back with these name guys, but they're old guys. Is this all he can get or what?
This is, and forgive me, but I'm going to sound like a bitter old light heavyweight talking bad about these guys, but this seems like, you know, Hogan versus Flair in 2015. Like, all right, nobody really cares anymore, you know? I mean, they had great careers, and I fought Bonner and lost. Tito was the man. He carried the torch for a very long time. Nobody can take that away from these guys. Nobody's going to take away Griffin Bonner. Nobody's going to take away their careers. But at this point, and I understand they still got it in them, but, you know, they're not the same guys. And they really haven't improved much since we've seen them last. And I don't expect to see, you know, a barn burner by these guys. Even if they go the distance and they're beating the crap out of each other, that just doesn't interest me, and I don't think it interests a lot of people. So, it's kind of a, you know, scratching my head on that one, which was Coker's decision.
Okay, Bellator 131, November 15th, of course, on the undercard, the Bellator lightweight championship, 155 pounds. Michael Chandler, quite an accomplished fighter, is a champion, 12-2, taking on Will Brooks, 14-1. I like Chandler.
I like Chandler a lot, too. We've seen a lot from him, and I think he's a guy who could stand you know, and go into the UFC and be a top five guy. I don't know that he's going to crack the top three, but he'll win some fights in the top five for sure.
Ben Askren can go in the UFC and crack the top three.
Askren can for sure, and he would do it in the most boring way, but that doesn't matter. Because when you're that good at something, there's no sense in changing it.
He looks like a geek. He looks like one of those guys that would be riding a skateboard somewhere. I mean, he's incredibly passive looking. If you look at him physically, he's a mod. You know, he's scary.
Yeah, but he also, you know, he also has kind of like that young Greek goddess look to him. You know, where he's got the short and curly blonde hair and you know the sharp chin. He looks like he could be on a statue somewhere.
Okay, Bobby Lashley's been doing this thing for Bellator and trying to do a wrestling thing as well. Is he successful in combining both professional wrestling and MMA? Is he making some money doing both or what?
I think so. I know King Mo's been doing that as well. And you can argue over the success of either of these guys. I think that they're doing, you know, the most is what they got, and they're trying to make ends meet and enjoying life. And because of the fact that Spike TV is cool with it, I mean, they should be doing it. If you can get away with it and everyone's okay and happy with it, then there's no sense in not doing it.
Okay. Speaking of King Mo, a.k.a. Muhammad Lawal, 13-4, a light heavyweight, taking on, I think it's Tom Blass. Somebody told me that Tom Blass was pulled out and he got hurt or something like that. Anyway, King Mo, was it Emmanuel Newton that did that spinning back fist on him and knocked him into another world?
Yeah, brutal.
Yee! Don't, you know what, Kyle? It's the punches that you don't see. And this is what I tried to tell people when I used to box, okay? Because when Ernie Chavez hit me, that good Lord, he hit me in Las Vegas at the Showboat Hotel. I didn't see any of the punches, any of the right hooks that came. He was a southpaw. I didn't see them, okay? Bob, boom. They were the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. The punches that you just don't see.
Yeah. By the time I fought Glover Teixeira, first two punches of the fight, he slipped my jab, buried a left hook. Slipped the left right, buried the left hook in the same spot. I didn't see either one of those punches, and that hit me worse than any punch in any fight.
Okay, UFC 180, of course, coming up November the 15th in Mexico City. Cain Velasquez will be there to sign autographs, things like that. He really, you know, I had him on the show 36. I taped an interview with him like 36 hours before he announced his injury, and he was really, I mean, he was just so pumped up about being able to go to Mexico. Here's a guy that's really rich in his Mexican tradition, a Mexican American, wears brown pride on his chest. I mean, he's really rich in this, and I think it sort of broke his heart to not be able to go down there and fight. You know, I saw a couple of clips of him afterwards announcing the injury. He looked like emotionally spent.
Yeah, it's an incredibly hard decision for anybody to make. But certainly, you know, being as long as he's been out of the game and getting the opportunity to go down there and then having just filmed Tough Latin America and that aired on Fight Pass. You know, he's working with these young Mexican fighters and helping these guys out and everything like that. And he's really... he's been as excited as anybody to get out there, but yeah, that's a tough deal. That's a very, very hard deal for him.
UFC Fight Night, November the 8th, coming up. There'll in fact be two cards on the same date, and I don't think Dana will be able to go to both of these, but let's talk about the first one. Luke Rockhold and the Count Michael Bisping. I'm going to go with Rockhold here.
Of course you're going with Rockhold. He's going to choke Bisping. He's got him beat everywhere.
Well, you know, every once in a while you get like there's a slam dunk type of fight. Now, this is like, to me, this looks like a slam dunk type of fight.
I think so. I think, you know, Bisping is definitely an improved guy, and he's extremely fun to watch. But Luke has just incredible wrestling. He's very gifted in the submission game, and his striking is incredible as well. You know, really, the only time we've seen Luke and Bisping get dominated in the stand-up was against the aforementioned Vitor Belfort.
Okay. Wikipedia just shot an ad up on my pop-up here on my screen, the creeps. Anyway, of course, UFC Fight Night going the same night. Now they're going to Brazil. One card in Australia, one card in Brazil. This is going to be one night where Dana White's not going to be able to be at both events.
Yeah, that's happened before a couple times. He's got to pick and choose. But, you know, that's part of the deal when you start doing events back-to-back or two events on the same day like they've done in different parts of the world. And that's just the nature of the game as the sport continues to grow. You're going to see that happen more and more.
You know, they're growing, and they're growing in leaps and bounds, and I'm watching the WWE. They're suffering, and they don't have a fan base. Their fan base is going away. You think people just can't get – just people aren't enamored with the storylines anymore, and if they can see real wrestling and real fighting, they're not going to pay for fake?
I think people would pay for fake. But the problem is, it's the storylines, just like you're saying. And, you know, it's like The Simpsons 30 years into it. You know, what can be done that's new? They've done everything before already, and they've done it several times. And that's what we're seeing with pro wrestling. It's the same old song and dance over and over and over again, recycled material. And it's kind of hard to keep tuning into that.
Maybe they should take it back to the old school days and maybe not go with the bigger athletes, you know, the humongous giant type of guys, the steroid monkeys, things like that, and sort of go with do you think an X division or a 200-pound, 220-pound division might bring back wrestling?
Or if you had a bunch of fat jobbers and overalls and beards.
You know what? I sort of miss those days. I'm sorry, man, but, you know, I remember Jerry Monty. Let me tell you about Jerry Monty. Jerry Monty was a professional wrestler out of Hayward, California, and he only won one match in his entire life, and he wrestled for 18 years. And he wrestled for 18 years. I'm going to say it again. 18 years and won one match in 18 years. He was distinctive. He looked like he was an Indian type, American native type of fighter, but he was Mexican, and he would wear the Indian boots, things like that, but he had a birthmark on his back. But one match he won in 18 years. Why he kept wrestling, I just don't know. Kyle, I love you, man, and I welcome you back to the show, and hopefully we can spend some more time with each other in the upcoming weeks.
Hell yeah, Pedro. Much love to you, brother. Thanks for having me.
The great Kyle Kingsbury. You can find him on Facebook. Kyle Kingsbury, folks. Self-explained. He is the man. King Kyle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Okay, we talked a little pro wrestling as well. Anyway, Lyoto Machida picking John Jones and Chris Weidman over at Daniel Cormier and Vitor Belfort. Not Cormier. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Hand in hand with you, we're all the lead. Whoa, I love to go to Loveland with you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I'm not saying the Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why kill us both? Look, just kill one of us.
Half minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The former UFC bantamweight champion, that's right, the great Renan Barrera, who was defeated earlier this year by TJ Dillashaw and then could not make weight, 135 pounds for a rematch. Of course, he was replaced by Joe Soto, who was licked like a stamp. Of course, UFC champion TJ Dillashaw is the man at 135, and I think he'll beat Barrera again. Barrera's coming back in December. December 20th, UFC Fight Night 58 against Mitch Gagnon. And Gagnon is looking to stop him via submission. Good luck, young man. UFC legends are hard to beat, even when they come back. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. In fact, if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, just go to iHeartRadio.com. You can listen to the show online, or you can download the app and take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go, all 3 hours of our show each week, an hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. You can take anywhere you go via your tablet or your smartphone. Bottom line is download the app. And, of course, we are live on Sirius XM Satellite Radio as well. Until next week, peace.